Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ah, nothing says sports talk like a little Barbra Streisand, baby. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Got opening day tomorrow. Got the draft in less than a month. Sweet 16s, NBA, NHL, creeping closer to the playoffs. So much to get to. But joining us now, it's Vinny and Haney, Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Preview of the Orioles season. Talk some Ravens. They need O-line help. They could probably use another running back, maybe a receiver, cornerback, Vinny, and then an outside rusher sort of guy. Here to make sense of it all, as only he can. He's with Shaking It Up Sports. He's Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. What's up, dude?
What's up, fellas?
Let's start with the Orioles here, and we've been breaking down individual dudes here, Cordell, last couple of days. We'll start with the three youngest guys that are expected to make a lot of noise here. Gunner, Rookie of the Year. Adley made his first All-Star team. Grayson Rodriguez entering his first full season. How much do you expect all of them to level up here in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the expectation when you talk about the Orioles, you know, being legit World Series contenders, actually, you know, winning some games in the postseason this year, hopefully going further than they did last year. I think they're going to need all three of those guys to step up and take that next step forward. I mean, I'm looking at Gunner to kind of be potentially in the MVP race. And look, maybe Adley, too. I'm really looking for Adley to take the next step. I think Gunner, we saw him as the year go on last year, really start to, you know, take his game to the next level despite the slow start. But Adley, I think, you know, I'm really looking for him to kind of cement himself as, if not one of the best catchers, the best catcher in all of Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Orioles' success this year is heavily leaning on this young core.
Now, the younger veteran guys – from the Duquette regime, the Mountcastles, the Mullins, the Hayeses. And look, Tony Tater's plug and play. He's going to do what he's got to do, at least in my opinion, Cordell. But those three, from your perspective, are what? Because all three had some injury and inconsistency issues last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, it definitely starts with being available. And I would say, you know, more so for guys like Hayes and Mullins, who have really struggled with that over the last couple of years. Mullins, again, in the spring. So as long as those guys are available, you feel good about it. Anthony Santander, I mean, the dude has really gotten better and better each year. He's gotten more discipline at the plate. I think he's an underrated outfielder as well, but he gives you some flexibility at first base, obviously a DH as well. So you get a switch hitter with that type of power, man. You're usually doing good things with him. And Hayes and Mullins are, I think it starts defensively with both of those guys. They both cover a lot of ground, especially Hayes out there in left field, out in Camden Yards. You need their gloves to be at the forefront. But, you know, their bats as well. Mullins, I'm curious to see where he's batting. And for a while, he was the leadoff guy. And Gunner kind of took over that role last year. I'm curious to see what Mullins' role will be offensively for this team. And Hayes, you know, he has his spurts to where he could be one of the best bats in this lineup. So I think it starts with health for them. But whether it's offensively or defensively, those guys know how to provide for these guys to get wins.
All right, before we get your prediction for the season, and, you know, the Orioles expected to be, you know, among the favorites to win maybe the World Series, certainly compete in the American League. ESPN.com today, Cordell, 22 of their 26 experts picked them to win the division. USA Today has got to win in 97 games. Jackson Holliday, my prediction is he makes his debut before the Preakness. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm along those lines. I mean, Adley came up on Preakness, right? It was Preakness Day that Adley came up. It was actually my birthday as well, so it's pretty easy for me to remember that. But, yeah, I mean, I would imagine Jackson's up here fairly quickly. I just can't see a scenario where he's not, you know. I'm just kind of getting over the fact of him not making the team, and that kind of is what it is, whatever their reasons are. I guess, you know, I'm not on board with it, but I do trust these guys. I do trust the process with Mike Elias. They've earned that to this point. But I just can't see a scenario where he's not up here by Memorial Day weekend. The dude has, you know, regardless of what they can say that he has to work on, and I do think that there are things he needs to work on. I don't think he needs 2 to 3 months to work on it in AAA. I think it's something that he can definitely continue to build on at this level. So I'd be absolutely shocked if he's not up here by the end of May.
Well, I apologize. Bleacher Report's got the Orioles going 97-65. Cordell Woodland checking it up. Sports, our Orioles and Ravens reporter here on 105.7 The Fan. They win 101. That'd be great if they could duplicate it. Right now, Cordell, as you know, because you're in that clubhouse all the time, it's all about getting deeper into October. What do you think? Is this the year the Orioles finally break through and at least sniff a little World Series fun here?
I'd hope so. I'd really hope so. You know, you get to the point now to where, all right, you've made the playoffs, right? You've gone to and won the AL East. You've shown that you can compete with these heavy hitters. Now, what are you going to do once you get to the big dance? Last year, as we know, they didn't even win a game, and it was for a combination of reasons. But this year, you hope that, you know, the next step in their maturity is to be able to build on what they did last year. And I do think that means going out there and winning more than just a game. Hopefully winning a series. You know, hopefully they get a favorable matchup. If they do get the first seed in the American League again, hopefully the bye doesn't, you know, stare them wrong the way that it might have last year. So you just hope that they learn a lot of things. And Brandon Hyde as well. You know, that was his first series as a manager of at that level. So I think all of these guys have experienced that learning curve, and hopefully they can apply it to this year.
Cordell, what do you think of the new kickoff rule? And with the new kickoff rule, are you going to put Zay Flowers back deep?
I mean, you got some decisions to make with it. I mean, it's almost pretty much making the kickoff obsolete, which is what they tried to do for a while. I watched a little bit of the XFL last year to kind of see how it goes, and I'm curious to see how it goes for just like everybody else. In terms of Zay, I mean, yeah, you might end up having to put a guy back there that you just feel like can make can kind of be that home run threat every time they touch the ball. Zay's definitely one of those guys for the Ravens right now. So I'm curious to see how they do, because they're pretty much going to have to coach the kickoff returns and kickoffs completely different than how they have all the way to this time.
Well, what I'm anxious to see, Cordell, is if you're the receiving team, are you putting, like, O linemen out there? You know, because the other team's only 5 yards away.
Right.
So that's what I'm interested to see. I left a message for one of my buddies who's a special teams coach, you know, to ask him those questions. I hadn't heard back from him. But, you know, I'm sure that they're, you know, trying to figure. I mean, what did the Steelers do soon as the rule was passed, Cordell? They went and signed Cordarrelle Patterson.
Mm-hmm. Yep, instantly. And, I mean, of course, he and Arthur Smith, they have that relationship back in Atlanta. But, yeah, I mean, I think you are going to see teams kind of change up their approach to special teams now with this new rule. I'm curious to see how it would impact the league myself. Like I said, I watched a little bit of the XFL last season to see, you know, how that works. But I'm curious to see what the NFL does to kind of match this new rule.
Did anything jump out at you from what Harb said during the week at the owners' meetings?
Not really. I mean, you know, he's endorsing his young guys. He's endorsing the guys that are there that are available to him. You know, he continues to endorse Owe and Ajabo, which I would expect nothing less from him. But he's also letting it be known that they're looking to try to bring back both of those edge rushers from last year as well. So I think they know what they have. They know what their needs are. He continues to talk about Lamar being an architect for this offense, which, you know, at this stage in Lamar's career, he should be. So, you know, I just think Harbs gave us exactly what, you know, what a lot of us were thinking. I really didn't get anything groundbreaking from that other than, you know, I guess you could mention Farlele. He did pretty much say that, you know, they want to focus with him at tackle, which I feel like is the right way to go about it anyway. We got to see some of Farlele at guard last year during training camp, and I think they saw enough at that time. So he'll get a full shot at tackle. He'll be a part of that competition over there, and we'll see how it goes.
Cordell Woodland shaking it up. Sports, most importantly, Cordell, forget about the Orioles, forget about the Ravens. I mean, Chuck Bucks you got left from last year.
Well, I got to check and see. Probably not much, but however much it is, I'm sure it'll be all used up on opening day.
No doubt. Hopefully that'll be tomorrow. Cordell Woodland, right. See you down at Camden Yard and see you at Pickles. Hopefully tomorrow. If not, we'll see you on Friday.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you.
There's Cordell, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Whip around coming up next. A lot going on. World Sports. We'll talk about that. And then another draft profile with Vinny Serrato. Jaden Daniels, LSU, is pro days today. Does he go to Washington at number two? Since we think, and probably rightfully so, that Caleb Williams going number one in Chicago.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. I'm Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. A lot going on in the world of sports, including last night. On the ice down in D.C., getting closer and closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. A month ago, maybe the Caps weren't invited to the party. Now they're kind of kicking in the door, and they got a massive win last night.
Dylan Larkin, end-to-end. Zigzag, cross ice, to bring it to the front. That's blocked.
You don't see him miss too many of those passes. On the Larkin speed, they created that two-on-one down low.
Closing in here, Carlson for Strome, scores! Washington closes the homestand in style.
That's Joe Bettinati and the Locker on Monumental Sports, 4-3 Caps in OT.
Yeah, it was a hell of a pass by Carlson because in overtime it's 3-on-3, and Detroit went down there, and they had a chance, you know, and DeBrincat missed the pass. They came back the other way, and Carlson, Strome just went straight for the net. Carlson made it, and he tipped it, and it went in. It was a hell of a play, and that was his second goal of the night. big win. It was 0-0 after one. They were kind of feeling each other out. And then Detroit was up 2-1, and the Caps tied it. Like, bam, they came out first shift, you know, of the period. Caps scored, tied it. You know, so it was a hell of a game. And point-wise now, the Caps sit second wild card with 81 points. Detroit's at 79. Now, the Caps have 11 games left. Detroit has 10. Now, Philadelphia, because the Caps could finish third in the Metro, and that's where Philly is right now, and Philly has 82 points. And the Cap and Philly's play, Philly has 9 games left, so the Caps have 2 more games to play. So they can pass Philly. You get third in the Metro, be pretty good. I mean, with the Caps with 11 games left, I'm guessing they got to get a point. And, you know, if you get to overtime, you at least get a point. They can get a point probably in about 8 games. They may have to, but it'll depend on what Philly does and what Detroit does. But Caps are playing good hockey right now, and they go to Toronto tomorrow night, and then they have Boston at home. The next game that they have, it's Saturday or I think it's Saturday. I think they have Boston at home.
Yeah, Toronto's lost 2 in a row, by the way, here.
Yeah, and they're not as good at home. I mean, I was telling you earlier, but they're 19-13-3 at home, and on the road they're 21-9-6. So they're really good on the road, and you know they've lost 2 in a row. They're 5-4-1 in their last 10. So Caps are coming in, you know, feeling pretty good about themselves.
Last night of the NBA, Golden State beat Miami 113-92. Haywood Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, Baltimore 15-6, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, that is, 2 assists, couple of steals. But it was Klay Thompson banging some threes as Golden State trying to fight off Houston for that play-in thing out there in the Western Conference. But a big win for Golden State. Miami, they're going to make the playoffs, but want to get healthy. They were missing Jimmy Buckets, Tyler Hero. They had Duncan Robinson. They were a little bit on the shorthanded side. It was OKC, 119-112 over New Orleans, two of the more exciting young teams in the Western Conference. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, DNP. I was Googleizing to see if he was sick or hurt or something. Didn't see anything. But you know who did play, Nolan? Your favorite player. You don't admit it, but he is. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 24 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, about a couple of steals. That did the equation. It was Dallas starting to percolate at the right time. 132-96 over the Kings. Alex Len, former Terp, 5 points, 3 boards, an assist, and a block. Kevin Huerter, as we talked about, I think it was yesterday or Monday. Yeah, dislocated shoulder. Oh, Red Velvet might be done for the year for Sacramento. It was Luka Doncic doing Luka things, 28-11-6, couple of steals. Wizards trying to win 4 in a row. They're hosting Brooklyn tonight as the Wiz showing a little late-season pulse there in the NBA. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around. Sweet 16s are set in both men and women. All 4 number 1 seeds still alive. Men, all 4 number 2 seeds still alive. Number 1 seeds, UNC, Houston, Purdue, UConn. Women, South Carolina, Iowa, USC, and Texas. So all that fun begins. And Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, from what I hear on the commercials, we are the home of the NCAA tournament?
That's correct.
Yeah. 105.
Games heard tomorrow and Friday night.
How about that? Let's tip it off here for some March Madness fun. Speaking of March Madness, real quick, this day in sports history, 1978, at the old Checker Dome in St. Louis. Kentucky beats Duke in the championship game, 94-88. Jack Goose Givens pumped in 41 points. Again, one of the advantages of being old. Watched this game.
That's a huge advantage of being older.
Yeah, 13 years old. I remember Goose Givens. Yeah, people think of Mother Goose. They don't even know Goose from the Globetrotters.
Goose Gossage.
Or Goose Gossage. Nolan, you know who Goose Gossage is?
I think I have a picture with him in Cooperstown when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, you know how they bring all the old legends back? I did not at the time.
I think Nolan was born with a 5 o'clock shadow. Just out of, you know.
Did he have the big mustache?
I think Raleigh Fingers was there too. He had, yeah, he had the trademark mustache.
The handlebar.
Yeah.
By the way, that was Kentucky's 5th national championship. They've won 3 since. Speaking of Kentucky, John Calipari's sticking around
for can't another afford year. The 33 mil buyout.
That's probably what it is. And then heavyweight boxing at North, if you're listening, maybe the most underrated heavyweight champ of all time, Larry Holmes, 1983 in Scranton, PA. Larry Holmes from Easton, the Easton Assassin. Unanimous 12-round decision over Lucien Rodriguez defends his belt for the 14th time. So that was 41 years ago today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, draft profiles continue. Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. Phenomenal football player for the Bayou Bengals. If you want to do your Orioles predictions, now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Orioles won 101 games last year. I don't need them to win 101. I need them to win at least one in October. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Caleb Jackson is his running back, and Daniels pulls it, takes it himself. He's got the sideline. Jaden Daniels off to the races. And a bend back inside. He takes it to the house. 85 yards for Daniels.
ESPN on the call talking about Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner of 2023, having a spectacular season for Brian Kelly and his Bayou Bengals, projected to be a top 3-5 pick. Here to break it down, tell you why he's worthy of that status, Vinny Serrato.
Jaden Daniels, LSU, 6'4", 210, jersey number 5 senior. 2019, he went to Arizona State. He was 205 of 338, 61% completion, 2943 yards, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 355 rushing yards with 3 more touchdowns. Sophomore season at Arizona State, 4 games because of COVID, 49 of 84, 58%, 701 yard, 5 touchdowns and a pick, 223 rush yards with 4 rushing touchdowns. Then in 2021 at Arizona State, 197 to 301, 65.4%, 2,380 yards, 10 touchdowns, 10 picks, 710 rush yards, 6 rushing touchdowns. Then he transfers to LSU. At LSU in 2022, 266 of 388, 69%, 2,913 yards, 17 touchdowns, 3 picks, 885 rush yards, and 11 rushing touchdowns. And this past year when he won the Heisman Trophy, 236 of 327, completed 72% for 3,812 yards, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 1,134 rush yards, and 10 rushing touchdowns. So he accounted for 50 touchdowns this year. Now, when you look at it, I mean, the thing that you like about him is just look at his rush yards over the last 3 years. 710, 885, 1134. Better each year. 6 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns. Then look at his passing completion percentage over the last 3 years. 65, 69, 72. Much better. And then what's cool about 2022 is he threw it 388 times, had 2,900 yards. And this past year, he threw it 327 and had 1,000 more or 900 more yards and 13 more touchdowns. They, you know, and he had two receivers going in the first round, but they were bombs away. Now, he was a 4-star recruit, the number one dual threat quarterback in the country. He, in his career, he's had 9 games over 100 rushing yards in his career. 9 games over 100 rushing yards. And then he's had 14 games in his career over 300 passing yards. Now, his strengths: height, speed, running ability, touch on the deep ball, throws a beautiful deep ball, has a burst running, good movement in the pocket, throws well on the run, keeps eyes downfield. He'll come off to number 2, goes through progressions. He's accurate, excellent run vision, elite run speed, nice touch on the deep ball. He competes. He can make people miss. He can buy time in the pocket with his feet and find open receiver. He'll stand in and throw and take a hit. He takes a lot of hits. He will take some hits. Very productive in the RPO game. Throws easily. Throws a good deep ball. He can scramble and make plays in the pocket. Quick release. Good ball handler. Quick delivery. Good football intelligence. Has good anticipation while throwing. Is a great athlete. Throws well on the run. Will read the whole field. Leader on the field. Weakness: wiry frame. Will throw inaccurate when his feet are off. He'll take too many hits at times, and he must get his pads down when he runs. He likes to run tall, and at 6'4", they'll light you up pretty well. In summary, I said, Jaden plays the position very well. He throws good from the pocket, moves easily, has quick release, and exceptional as a runner. Has a lot of experience. I liked him a lot. I think, you know, if Washington doesn't take him too, I don't know what they're. I think they're crazy. Me personally. Now, Bob, we've done, over the last 2 days, we've done all 4 quarterbacks. My ranking is Caleb Williams, number 1, if he checks out character-wise.
Is there a gap between him and
it's
the
pretty,
rest?
It's Caleb Williams. It's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, close. Then there's a drop. Then it's McCaffrey, my opinion.
Okay.
And then it's
Drake May.
Those are my 4. And the reason, Drake May, I just don't think he's ready to come in and play right away because of that long release. I think they need to quicken up the release.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, ESPN, has Daniels, the number 2 quarterback, behind Caleb Williams. Matt Miller, ESPN.com today, who's done a 7-round mock draft.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck on that.
And then you got to work in trades and such. But he's got Daniels going number 2 to Washington and the Commanders there. And they got McLaurin and Dotson. They got some dudes to throw to there.
Yeah. And they've been adding some pieces in free agency and stuff. But the key thing is you got to get that quarterback.
Draft is less than a month away. The first round anyway. The Ravens had the 30th pick in said first round. Is this a trade up kind of year? Because they got the comp pick for Powers, and we know that Eric DaCosta values draft picks, but he's been a little crafty before on draft night.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it, if you're Eric, all right, and let's say trading back to get more picks, all right, say you end up with 10 or 11 picks. All right, Bob, you got a team that was in the AFC Championship game. How many of those 11 are going to make the team? Are all 11? You know, if all 11 aren't going to make the team, you know, it's cool at draft time to have 11 picks, but if guys can't make the team, what's the sense? You know, so stick where you're at. Or, you know, if when Eric goes through it, if he says, you know, I can see probably, Harbs, I can see probably six guys making a team. If we get six guys to make a team, this is good. Then you know what? You could trade up a little bit if you needed to.
It's 88-81-057. The Fan will come back. Take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, you want to get in with your Orioles predictions. We've done individual players. We'll continue to do so in the second half of the show. Your record prediction for the Orioles is welcome. Also, Sandoval against Burns, 305. Scheduled first pick, Oriole Park at Cannon Yard.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Want to hear a song? Favorite female artist or band? Send your request possible. Text line 410-583-1057. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh. Buy or sell. Let's count that midweek money, hopefully at 12:15. Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and longtime voice of the Orioles, he'll be joining us, get his thoughts on the upcoming season, and in particular, the American League East. We'll talk about the Angels at 1 o'clock with Jeff Fletcher. Covers the Los Angeles Angels for the Orange County Register. Saw that J.K. Dobbins has been cleared for all football activities.
Really?
So what do we think about a touching reunion there?
It takes two to tango. I don't know if he wants to have a touching reunion. It all depends on what action he gets. And I think it helps him that there's not a lot of good backs in the draft. Hurts him that so many teams already went and got a back. So he's going to have to do, Bob, a prove-it deal. Get some incentives, minimum. And would a deal like that, would the Ravens? I don't think he'd want to come to the Ravens because what's he bitched about all the time?
Not getting enough touches.
Yeah. So I think it'd be a shock if he came here.
Let's bring in Nolan McGraw. What do you think about J.K. Dobbins? We know he could play when he's healthy, but two of his 3 years in the league, let's see, 3 of his 4 years he's been kind of banged up there.
Right, yeah, the writing's been on the wall. I think he's wanted out of here for years now, going back to Greg Roman, and then only played one game with Monken, so never really know how he would feel about that scheme, truly, but go back to last summer, the holdout, the hold-in, whatever you want to call it, where he was injured, where the Ravens are like, oh, he's banged up, he's working his way back. Meanwhile, he's running on a side field full speed.
So I was there.
Right. I think the relationship has been strained for quite a while.
Yeah, and we know he's got potential. We saw glimpses of it during his rookie season in 2020, but Ravens didn't sign Derrick Henry to share carries with anybody. So, yeah, we wish him the best, and who knows, crazier things have happened in the NFL. But anyway, let's say hi to everybody out there.
Hello, everyone.
So what's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. What's on anyone's mind these days? Opening day. You want to talk about the Wizards potentially winning four in a row tonight?
I mean, if it was four in a row to get to the number one seed in the East, we'd be all over it. But, not be as bad as Detroit. I mean, if they we're talking about them tomorrow during the whip. But I think they're bigger fish to fry.
This would be very Wizards fashion, though, to be this bad all season and then win just enough at the end to exclude yourself from the top pick. Well, it's a lottery,
Who knows? I mean, the worst team doesn't always, I think, what,
usually
20% of the time, they even get the number one pick, and there's no Wemby in this year's draft. But either way, to your point, yes, they're starting to percolate for sure at, I guess, a time when no one's really paying attention much to what's going on there. But you know what we're paying attention to? How about we pay attention to that fun house of yours over there?
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says it's kind of hard to get excited about John Means coming back when he hasn't completed a full season really ever in his career.
Well, I don't disagree with that assessment because we got teased at the end of last year. Remember how brilliant he was down the stretch? And then, you know, I was sitting in the press conference before game one against Texas, and the first thing out of Hyde's mouth was, well, Means, he's done. I mean, not to that level, that blunt, but John Means was off that roster, and who knows if he would have made it at any point if the Orioles would have advanced, but we were all talking about he was going to be the game two starting pitcher for the Orioles. That Rodriguez got bumped out. We all know the circumstances, but yeah, I can understand the skepticism that Means makes 20 to 25 starts this year.
This one here on the draft, Ravens needs in particular, texter says, trading back out of the first round is no longer an option after they let Zeitler walk and then traded Moses. You have to get an O-lineman in the first round. Continuing to neglect this will only result in disaster for Lamar.
I think they're going to do the right thing. And they know they need O-line. I mean, and the only way they trade back is if they're sitting there and they're, you know, at 29 or whatever, and there's three or four tackles they like, and they don't have to go back but about four or five spots. And maybe the teams that are in front of them have already taken a tackle, but probably not because they've already taken quarterbacks. So it may be difficult for them to move back because that may be kind of the end of the run of the offensive tackles. And you know who else wants an offensive tackle in the worst way? Pick 32.
This one here from Chris. Bold Orioles predictions. He's even saying as much here. Adley for MVP. Rodriguez, a 20-game winner. Boy, oh, that'd be something.
Wow.
95 wins overall, back-to-back AL East champs, and, of course, 2024 World Series champs.
That would be super awesome. I don't know, Nolan, and I'm going to ask you, because you've been waiting, like Farner, waiting for a girl like you. At least I've seen the Orioles win a World Series. Like, old enough to remember it. I vaguely remember 70. That's five. But 66, I was still wearing underoos like Nolan was when he met Goose Gossage there way back when. I would think someone like you would probably appreciate it way more than even I would, seeing the Orioles win a World Series.
Are we bringing back the crying bit? Remember last year I said would kind of well up a little bit if the Orioles won?
I was crying when I was painting last week because I banged my elbow.
Crying cutting onions the other day.
But, I mean, I'm guessing that would be quite the accomplishment for them and something you've been literally waiting your whole life to see.
Right, and not just my age group, of course, younger than me, and even, 10 years older than me. You can go pretty far older than me. I mean, it's been a starved generation here in that department.
Well, we'll see. They're going to be competitive, and they have a chance just like everybody else. But Adley for MVP, not stunned if that happens. No. He's the number one pick of the draft. He's already been an all-star. He's going to get silver sluggers and gold gloves when it's all said and done. And we talked about it yesterday. I think 20 home runs, he exceeds that this year. Due to hit 460-foot bombs, got potential to hit a lot of home runs, and he certainly has that potential. Grayson winning 20, though, yeah.
Nobody hardly ever wins 20.
Yeah, I mean,
for him to be MVP, he'd have to hit, upper 30s in home runs?
I mean, there's the analytics stats that'll come into play,
but, I mean,
too.
That'll be a...
Well, the war will come into play, too. I mean, just because you lead the league in home runs doesn't necessarily... Right. I mean, how many home runs Matt Olson hit last year? 50-some?
And got outshined by his own teammate.
Yeah, exactly.
How about one more here? Earl in Catonsville on the new kickoff rules says, will the new rules make it less likely or even more likely, perhaps, that the kicking team recovers the ball if the returner bobbles it, muffed kicks and such? You know, the kicking team is now further downfield, but they don't get a running start. Any difference there?
Yeah, it's huge because you can't move till the guy catches the ball. So, right. I mean, catching a bobble, that ain't happening, you know. He can bobble it a couple of times, drop it, and still go.
It's going to be wild to watch this all unfold.
Yeah, but you know what's
going to
suck, Bob, is it's going to be like in preseason. It's going to be so generic because nobody's going to do what they're really going to do. And then an opening day is going to be like, whoa, we're going to see reverses. We're going to see passes backwards.
But in preseason, real quick, because I know we got to get to the top of the hour, are you going to see your primary guy returning kicks?
Nope.
Or is it going to be a try to make
rookie.
The roster kind
yep.
of guy?
Yep.
So that's not going to change in regards to preseason participation,
yeah.
at least in that area. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. News from the Nest. You want to get in with your Orioles prediction, winning a World Series. Grayson winning 20. Last time the Orioles had a 20-game winner was 40 years ago. Mike Boddicker, 1984. Adley winning MVP, which I don't think is outlandish at all. But get in with your picks. But news from the Nest coming up next. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh talking about various things relating to his ball club. Less than a month away, believe it or not, from the first round of the NFL draft.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.